I am.
Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast.
Hey y'all, welcome back to the damn pod.
Welcome back to I'm the Devil Pod. I'm Sophia Wilson Pelton.
I'm Hannah Wakefield.
This is the Vanderpump Rules Rewatch Podcast.
Yes!
Yeah!
Main feed. Y'all love it.
Y'all like it. Fortnite.
You want some more of it.
If you want more of it, guess what you can do?
You can subscribe.
Yeah, to the Patreon. You can sign up for the Patreon. It's awesome on there. If you think, I still had this podcast every week. Well, you can actually have
it
every week and then some, because it'll be 6 episodes a month if you sign up to the for the Patreon.
Damn. You know what makes me laugh? I realized, because I've been listening to more podcasts, and then I listened to ours to be like, is ours good? Yeah.
It is good.
Just had to make sure, though.
Of course.
But I say subscribe to the Patreon, which is funny.
Sign up. But you subscribe.
Yeah.
But you do have to like sign up and pay for it and stuff.
Yeah.
You can also follow us on, also just like legit, tell your friends about this. And if you listen, just like follow us on wherever you're listening, which would be Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
Please, it really helps.
It would be good for you and it would be good for us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you can leave a written review on Apple Podcasts, or you can leave a 5-star review on Spotify.
And also you can comment on the episodes on Spotify, and I love when people do that.
Me too.
It's really fun.
Please just like support us.
please support us.
We need it horribly.
Please, I have to pay for my pictures to get framed because a beautiful woman said she would
Hannah
frame
has
them.
To pay a beautiful woman $450 to get one photo framed. So yeah, we need that money from the Patreon, even though we actually have never taken any of the money out.
Oh fuck, I have to call my dad. Weehoo.
Okay guys.
Wait.
What's up?
What sexy unique thing?
Oh my god. Well, the sexy-ish, unique-ish thing that's happening to me this week is that I'm moving.
Yes!
So it's sexy in that I'll be moved in a couple days. It's not very sexy in that every day I wake up and I fight a different battle.
Right.
And every day I wake up and I'm filled with anxiety. Literally one battle after another. I'm just like Leonardo DiCaprio. I literally am like filled with anxiety. Basically that's it. I've been waking up in the middle of the night with a start, can't go back to sleep sometimes.
That was happening to me when I was moving too.
Yep.
Literally gasping myself awake.
Legit. And then I'm like horrified.
Yeah.
But it is like the thing with moving is that it does get done. It just feels horrible as you're doing it. And yeah, they say it's one of the hardest things that you can go through as a person. It's one of literally the most disruptive things that you can go through. Aside from, I think the other two are death and divorce. So.
Well, it is just like you're uprooting your entire existence and putting it into a different box. You're moving it from one big box to another big box.
And it's really bad because like I don't want to like spread it all out, obviously. Like it's just a thing that you have to basically do in a time period that is so hard to make it happen.
Well, here's the thing about it is that like I had time to move. Like I had 2 weeks of overlap in between one apartment and the other. And it just doesn't really work that way. Like
no.
I brought over a suitcase of clothes I brought over all my fancy dresses, and then I brought over like a couple of books, and it's like, okay, I guess that's helpful.
Yes.
But is it really? Because no, you're actually, it's all on one day. It's all going to be on one big day.
It's all in one big day. And then I just have like every day, it's like I wake up with a million things I have to do.
Yeah.
Aside, and I'm hiring movers, so that's not even like the stress of it. It's like the stress of it is like all these other little things I'm trying to get done before. Because it's like, you just want to be like moved and have everything wrapped up is how I feel. So I'm just kind of like getting all, and it's like, what am I even doing? But I don't even know. And yeah, a lot of things are going wrong.
They always do with moving.
Yeah.
They always do.
A ton of bad things are happening, but it's okay. It'll be done.
They're
on
temporary.
Sunday.
Yay. And then you get to go on vacation.
Yeah, which is also stressful, but it'll be good.
But fun.
I basically was going to go out of town. It was like a real battle to get this apartment in the first place. So they just like wouldn't tell me when I could move in.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to go. I was like, okay, I'm going to like go out of town these days. And then obviously those days are the day it's immediately following when I move.
Yeah. But it's kind of nice though too, because I remember my first couple days, like waking up in my apartment and going to work. I was like, this sucks. I wish I had had like a break after moving.
Of course. Yeah. Well, and it's like, I'm obviously highly thankful, but highly favored whatever, because I'm like, I don't even have like a 9-to-5 or like a true legitimate job. So like, it's been like pretty easy, all things considered. I am like, literally, how do people who work a 9-to-5 like move? I actually don't fully understand.
Lily had to move in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Literally, like, that's what it's gonna come
she
down
literally
to.
Was moving from like 11 p.m to no, like 3 a.m
straight up, because like, what the fuck else am I supposed to do?
It was the only time that both of her and her roommate were free, literally. And there was a car available.
Yeah, it's like, okay, so that's what we're doing. After I go out of town, I'll have 2 days in the weekend to like just get my shit together before I have to like go back to my version of work. Okay. So that's what's happening.
Well, next week is going to be amazing for you, and I'm really happy. And this week is stressful, though.
As long as the hot water is fixed, then it'll all be amazing. It's just like, at first I thought, you know, there's no fridge. And so like, that was like one of my many battles. And then that is one of the things that was keeping me up at night. And then I got my fridge. And then today I realized, you know what? The hot water in the shower, it doesn't even work, not even a little bit.
Right.
The valve they painted is completely the knob over. Painted shut, basically. So that's the next battle. but my hope is that I'm going to make an extra copy of my keys and then give it to the super. And then hopefully he'll just be able to fix it while I'm out of town. And it'll be working when I get back. Because I was like, okay, so when I get back from my trip, I won't necessarily be able to take a hot shower. It's like, not ideal, but it's okay.
You know what? It is nice to have a brand new fridge.
Oh, of course. Thank God.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That's a huge... Obviously, I'm like really excited to have a brand new fridge. It's like really nice.
You know the story of when they moved into Putnam before I got there? They got there, they opened the fridge, and the building had not cleaned out the fridge at all from the last person who had moved out months and months and months ago. So it was just like close to like maybe 200 million roaches in there.
Dear God, God forgive me for the things I'm about to do. I'd throw that fridge out of the window and be like, there was no fridge when I moved in random. Fridge.
There's also a bullet hole in the window.
Yeah, there's a bullet hole in the window. There's a fridge on the street, but there just wasn't one in here when I got in here. So y'all need to fix that. That is literally like one of the most horrific things I could possibly.
They had to move into that apartment really fast because remember the last one flooded so crazy.
I was just talking about that actually with someone because there was crazy flooding, obviously, in Bed-Stuy. And then I ran into our friend's boyfriend, who I always see because it turns out he lives right next to my laundromat. So I see them when I basically look the ugliest you could possibly imagine me looking. And we were talking about like the flooding and stuff because it was like right on their block, like so bad.
Emerson said that he was at Chickie's and like the streets, it was a river, obviously. Mm-hmm. Cars floating by,
yes,
basically.
Literally.
And some
there was
guy...
just like a guy in his car with the water like up to above the wheels.
Yes.
And I was like, damn it.
And some guy waited, they're like at the door of the restaurant like boarding it up, like bucketing water out, and the guy like waited up and was like, y'all still making sandwiches? Like,
go home.
And they were like, no. And he was like, why?
Look around you.
Like, we're in the apocalypse.
You have
is
some
why.
Context clues. Yeah. I actually had a similar, I kind of had a me being that guy moment yesterday. Mm-hmm. Because okay, so here's a list of things that have happened in my apartment since I've begun to move out. Live squirrel living in the hallway. Boom.
Boom.
Boom. Live squirrel that I literally have to like
it's walk. Still in there?
Well, I don't know. I have to walk up the hallway and it literally is like the like zigzag stairs. So I'll be on like one and then there's the other stair next to me. And I'm like going up the stairs like looking and I literally am like seeing the squirrel scamper like so scared. I don't know if it's gone or not because I like told the landlord and he was like, we'll get it. And then like 2 days ago, I saw it scamper into the basement, like through a crack under the door. So I was like, that's obviously still there. Another thing that happened is that when it was raining, it started raining a lot. Obviously leaks in the hallway. Boom. Maybe that drove the squirrel out.
Yeah.
Boom. And then also randomly when it was raining, somehow our bathroom door got locked from the inside, so couldn't get in there. Had to pee so bad. Don't know. Maybe I twisted it and then closed it. I don't know what happened. Maybe. So then I was like, fuck, I have to go across the street and use the bathroom. But it was as the floods were happening. So I like go to the cafe across the street and they've obviously shut it down.
Yeah,
and it's
of
like
course.
Filled with water. And I was like, I'm so sorry. Can I use the bathroom? And he was like, of course.
He's so nice.
He's so nice.
He's so kind.
He's literally so kind. But I just felt so bad. I was like, legit, so sorry. Because that's also a place where it's like, they basically have like the back door and the front door open at the same time at all times. So it's
I know it's
going
to fill up with water like immediately. Yeah. It's like one drop in a bucket and that thing is all the way full.
No, literally. Oh, and it's like
place.
A tiny space.
That brand new spot.
I know. Oh my God. Anyway, that's my week.
Wow.
My 2 weeks. But and then I also, whatever, I can't get into it, but I watched Fight Club for the first time. Really good movie.
Yeah, really good movie, famously.
Hannah, what sexy, unique thing happened to you in the last 2 weeks?
I feel that I've had a lot of sexy and unique things. I told everybody at work that I want to have sex with Stavros Halkias.
Well, yeah.
I do.
Why not?
Charmed by him. I think he saw it. And then I was kind of showing pictures around. They were
He's really funny.
They were like, what's your type? And I was like, this guy. Whatever.
Whatever.
So new crush.
New crush unlocked off.
Secondly, I spilled that entire drink on that girl. I had a really bad day. This was all on the same day.
Oh, God.
Showing pictures of this man around, laughing, jumping.
Showing photos of a beautiful Greek man to all my coworkers. And then, boom, I spilled a whole Aperol spritz.
Boom, I dropped an entire spritz on a bitch.
Sorry, I got excited.
I had a really bad day that day. I was doing everything wrong. And I could tell that everybody was mad at me for real and straight up.
But it is just like, sorry, sometimes that happens.
Yeah, I was like, a worm got into my brain while I was sleeping and it fucked everything up. It like chewed through the wires. I don't know what to tell you. But yeah, I like was bringing a whole tray of drinks over to this table and I set three of them down. The fourth one I was setting down, or I was lowering the tray and it bumped on the water bottle and then the spritz fell on the girl.
Yep.
And she was like a beautiful thin white woman.
Yes, my favorite type.
It spilled on her and then she started shaking and like,
okay, so
she was like, and her friends were being like, you're okay, you're okay. And I was like,
wait, it's a drink. It's, I didn't spill blood, like human blood on you. Like, why are you shaking?
Shit on you. Chill out.
Yeah, it's not my own feces, bitch. It's like champagne and Aperol. You're okay.
Literally.
But she spilled a $17 cocktail on you.
No, literally. And she was wearing like a paper thin sheer skirt as well. And then whatever, she went home, she changed, she came back, she had a bunch more stuff, whatever. But then she emailed the restaurant and she was like, so some dumb bitch. No, she didn't say that, but she was like,
it was implied.
Spilled an entire tray of drinks on me. And I was like, you would have gotten way wetter.
You would have been shaking way worse.
BTW. Yeah, you really would have been shaken then.
Come on.
So that happened. And then the other sexy and unique thing happened to me last night. I was just telling Sophia about it, but I did go to this kind of like stripper dance event for Halloween. And yeah, one of the dancers did kind of get on stage, shake all their clothes off, spread pussy towards the audience, and then sew that shit up. Sewed it closed with a needle.
Trigger warning, sorry.
Yeah, we're gonna
be talking about some body horror for the next couple minutes. Feel free to skip ahead.
Sewed their vagina shut with a needle. And
I just can't believe it. And I know that you're not lying, but I'm like, I actually can't believe it.
And I have been taking pictures and videos, and then I was like, I'm gonna put my phone down.
Because like, what would I do with those?
I know. I can't send it to anybody. Nobody's gonna want to see.
Really, so crazy.
And then when they were leaving the stage, the announcer was like, amazing job, blah 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 blah. And they're pregnant. I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God. Okay.
Oh my God.
Congrats.
Congratulations. You better hope your baby has claws or there's no way it's getting out.
Baby's got to chew through that thing. Yeah. It's literally so crazy. I just don't understand.
But I know. Well, and like,
people are doing a bunch of things all the time that I don't understand.
Of course. But that one is like really far and beyond.
Just like, isn't it so painful?
Yeah, I guess not to them.
But you said they had a completely straight face the entire time.
Yeah, they were stone cold in the face.
Happy for them.
Mm-hmm.
If you like it, I love it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm happy. Yeah, I am literally happy.
Live
for
free
them.
Or die.
I just didn't know that the event was going to be like body horror.
Yeah,
but it's fine. I thought it was
had a totally amazing time, but yeah, I didn't really know the event was going to be like gore, blood, and body horror theme. So
I did think it was just going to be sexy dancing, but it's totally fine.
It's literally so different.
Lucky for everybody involved, I don't have a problem with body horror. I actually like it. It was making me scream with joy. But
I have a huge problem with body horror. Would have had to leave if not throw up on other people.
They should be.
Blood makes me feel so sick.
You should be advertising if somebody is going to be sewing their pussy shut.
Of course. But that's the big reveal.
Yeah. And then another beautiful lass put a gigantic needle through both of her titties and then jumped around.
My liege.
Pulled it out, blood everywhere.
Yep. Once again, if you like it, I love it.
And then,
but I also hate it.
Finally, at the end, MC took their pretty sizable penis out and then slapped it all over the microphone. So it was like, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
Awesome night, y'all. Thank you guys for another beautiful night of performance.
And like I told Sophia, there was a very beautiful dancer who I was entranced by, and then we were at the bar at the same time and I bought her a drink and she was just like, thank you, and then walked away, and I like pouted. This fuck, she didn't even fucking talk to me.
Oh my God. Fucking bitch. It's like, she's working.
Bitch. Yeah. Literally. And I'm like drooling like a little pervert in the corner.
Literally. Oh. Sorry, Kim almost took a tumble, but she recovered amazingly.
You're so graceful, girl.
Yeah.
Asshole to the camera.
Kind asshole of
like that girl
cam.
Who sewed her pussy up.
You kind of got your pussy sewed up in a way.
Yeah.
But she you does. Were asleep.
And you didn't do it yourself.
Luke thought that you that is what they did to cats and
just
dogs.
Just sewed it up.
Sewed the whole damn thing up. And we're like, well, how do you think they would pee? She was like, not sure.
Unsure.
Didn't think about
That's
part.
The part I didn't know about. You know what? And you know what I was wondering about that part. Shall we?
Let's get into the damn episode.
Pretty Little Liars. Do you want to start?
Yeah. All right, so we are actually on season 4.
I look like a blue marshmallow right now. It's really funny.
Yeah, you do. It's sweet. And I look like a blue berry a little bit.
We're matching.
It's matching way more on camera than it is. Yours is leaning a little bit more purple. Yeah. And mine is a true royal blue.
Yes.
So.
So, just for you guys, but if you want to see it, subscribe to the Patreon.
True. Yeah, so true. Okay. Wow. Got out of breath.
Oh, sorry, winded.
We are on season 4, episode 3, Pretty Little Lies. Why do they call it that?
I mean, a bunch of people are lying, but I don't know the titular lie is.
Yeah. Lala? Whatever.
I don't know.
Maybe we'll find everyone. It along the way.
Yeah.
But I just watched the episode this morning.
So don't know. Don't quite understand.
All right. We start off we're at Ixia.
I know, the funniest name ever.
Don't know if you guys know Ixia, but it is a clothing store in Los Angeles that definitely doesn't exist anymore because it
clothes
were
mod cloth style clothes, as we've talked about before.
As fuck. Yep. Yeah, fit and flare 50 style dresses.
Those dresses are so, like, I bought this pattern on Etsy and sewed it myself.
I know, I've done that,
of course,
and then I didn't do it, but I did buy one of those dresses for homecoming.
Yes,
I'll find a picture, I'll show you. So they're picking out, as I wrote, random 50 style fit and flare dresses.
Yes.
Because they need new uniforms for sure. And they also need a dress for Gay Pride, which is coming up.
Yeah.
It is Lisa, Katie, Sheena, and Christina Kelly is there, but she doesn't say a damn word.
No. So funny if they're going to wear those dresses to Pride.
Yeah, but they do, remember?
Yeah. Better than it being the new uniform.
I know. It can't be the new uniform. No. It needs to be sexier. It's not sexy, more sexy.
And
enough.
Also, I feel like that, yeah, no, not at all. And, like, all the uniforms are always in, like, jewel tones.
Yeah, I don't really like where we're at with the uniforms right now.
No, I don't like those, like, t-shirt dresses, but
them around for so damn long. I know. 3/4 length sleeve.
But they're just probably so much more comfortable to wear than the other ones.
100%. And the girls are getting older.
Yeah.
Lisa kind of pulls Katie and Sheena aside because she wants to talk to them about Lala. She knows what they're doing to her, which is bullying the shit out of her. And she doesn't like it because she likes Lala. She hired her and she likes her.
Yeah.
And Sheena should know better than anybody because this happened to her.
Yes.
She got bullied within an inch of her damn life.
But that's
when she
not how
there.
Hazing works.
No, it is not. It's generational trauma that you pass down.
The student becomes the master.
Yeah. Oh my God. Sheena is so nasty with it. Just remember that mouth comment she made.
I know. And honestly, when they cut back to her saying it in the episode, I was like, ew, her tone was so fucking nasty.
I know. It's like laced with poison.
I know. What about your mouth?
Whatever.
Okay. Rude. Ew. Fucking bitch.
Literally rude as fuck.
I know.
Katie, in her defense, says that she just doesn't really think that she has anything in common with Lala. Lisa's like, so that's not what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
it's like, she literally is like, I'm not telling you to be her best friend. I'm just telling you not to bully the shit out of her.
Yeah. And then they're like, Lisa, but Lisa, she said she was modeling and she's not. Do you know what she's actually doing? And Lisa's like, I don't care.
Literally, she's like, that's actually none of our business.
And they're like, she's in Italy with a rich guy. And she's like, okay, whatever.
Can you still not bully her, please?
Please stop bullying her. You have to stop bullying her.
Then we go to Sir, and there's a meeting with Jax, Tom, Ariana, and some other random ass bartender whose name I don't know.
Yeah.
And Lisa. And they're basically all meeting up because they have to learn the new cocktails from Pump because they're going to start serving the Pump Teeny and the Pump and Glory.
Pump and Glory.
At Sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, this whole episode, they're doing like Pump is training the Sir staff.
Yes.
And they're all kind of pissed about it.
Yes. Sorry, this scene really made me laugh.
It made me laugh so
much.
So
basically,
too.
The guy is there to train up is this like bald guy named Eric who looked like he literally just got off a flight from Turkey getting a hair transplant. Yeah. The outfits they make them wear are so funny at Pump. It's like the tight, light pink button up with a skinny black tie. And it is Halloween right now. And if we had more foresight or if I wasn't moving, I wish that we would be in those outfits. But
I
we're not.
Know. We can do it next year.
We can
though.
Do it. Or just any time. We should just do it.
We can do it any time. I mean, I bought that dress off Tiger Mist.
No, I need to get, and it's not that hard. I just will order a pink button down and we'll do it.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, like, everyone is having a really bad attitude about it. And they're like, we're the good bartenders, not Eric, which is just like so funny because it's like, no, you're not.
You're not.
You guys aren't even like, this is obviously all for show because you guys don't even fucking work there anymore. But
you're
like,
not bartenders
you're
even.
You're not a bartender. And I know Eric is better than you because I know they have some fucked up career waiters who work at Sir and Pump who take it so seriously.
Yes, 100%.
Like, they're just like, this is my life. Like, I'll lay my life down on the line
Pump
for this shit.
Way more than Sir for sure because they don't have cameras over at Pump.
Lisa is saying like, Jax in particular is really mad. And she says, at some point you'll be working together. Jax goes, no.
She goes,
you will be working underneath Eric. He goes, that's not happening.
It's like
he's muttering that under his breath as she's like saying, she's like, you will be working no, you will be working under Eric, that's not happening.
Stop. She's addressing the whole group. It's like they're not literally having a one-on-one conversation. No. She goes, no
no, yes you will.
Yes you will. You're actually not in charge of that. You will be.
And then, of course, Ken gets mad at Jax's attitude and is like, you will work when we tell you to work. Eric is my right-hand man, and if you can't accept that, then you can leave and not work for anymore. And then Jax says, okay.
It's
so funny when Ken gets mad and they pretend that it's scary.
I know.
He is a demented old man.
He's not like scaring anybody at all. No. Lisa is like, yeah, Jax wants to peck it. To peck around. Well, the cock of the walk's in town and he's gonna peck you to death. And it's like, a breeze could knock that frail guy over.
I know, literally. She goes, if we're talking about pecking order and Eric's gonna get beaten up by the big cock, then the real big cock's gonna come in and peck the shit out of Jax. What?
What do you mean? He can barely string a sentence together.
That whole thing is crazy to say. And Ken certainly is not the big cock.
I don't like Ken.
No, me neither.
I used to be kind of endeared by him, his old guy wandering around attitude. But now he just kind of annoys me.
All he ever does is like take an attitude with people.
Yeah.
But in a way that's like, you're not scaring anyone.
No. Embarrassing yourself, Ken.
Eric's like, okay, we're going to start with a pumptini, which is a drink I created myself. Jax says, okay, big dick.
It's so rude.
And Lisa's like, okay, rude. Jax is like,
everyone.
Sorry, sometimes just things just slip out.
Huh?
Eric is literally just doing his job at this point, mind you. But then when Jax says sometimes things just slip, Eric says, that's what your mom said. Period. Yeah. Actually, he says that's what your mother said.
I mean, Eric's weird.
Almost
obviously.
Nailed it, but not quite.
That's strange. The thing about Eric. He's almost there, but not quite.
Yes. Yeah. I don't really understand why they're all threatened by Eric, but it's okay.
They hate Eric.
Because Jax then is like, did you build the restaurant too?
Yeah. Well, because he's like, this is Jennifer Lawrence's favorite drink.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
And
like,
she loves it and I created it.
And he's like, you built the fucking restaurant too then? And Lisa says, please stop being an asshole. And he goes, please. I'm not. I'm just asking if he built the restaurant.
You know that's not true.
I think something behind the scenes must have happened with Eric.
I believe so, too. Because the attitude that Jax is taking with him is crazy. I'm like, there has to be beef here.
Because he doesn't usually do that with people he doesn't, like, have something with.
I know.
And it made me laugh. I want you guys to watch that
It's scene. Really funny.
Okay, big dick.
Okay, big dick. Okay, literally,
if I
like,
ever meet Jax and ask him about Eric.
Please. He won't remember him.
I know. His brain is gone.
He looks horrifying, by the way, in this season. Like,
I know.
The way he
looks like really puffy Wolverine.
A sharp turn, sharp downhill.
Yeah.
Like, he is looking awful.
He'll, like, get it back. Like, not because, I mean, he's not hot to me, but he will regain some of his looks.
His face is just, like,
but
wider
it's
than
really
it's ever been.
Bad this season.
And his eyebrows are, like, so fucking arched. Like, he just looks legit like a Disney villain.
Yeah, and his hair is, like, pretty greasy most of the time.
Yeah, he looks really fucking bad.
This is a bad season for everyone, looks-wise.
Yeah.
We're at Sir. It's time for service.
Yep.
S-U-R-V-I-C-E. Lisa's walking around. She runs into a customer who has a tiny dog. She says dogs are more welcome than people at the restaurant.
Yep.
She loved dogs so much, which is like, you actually aren't allowed to have dogs in a restaurant unless they're service animals, but okay. There's like a randomly staged moment where Faith comes up to the bar and she's like, somebody ordered a drink called like a pumptini.
I know.
And then they're like, oh, they just put them on the menu. They're the new drinks from Pump. I don't know why they had that in there.
I mean, it's just like marketing.
Yeah. And then Tom is talking to Faith because Faith is buying his couch off him or picking it up or something. And he's like, wait, what's it called? And Ariana goes, a sectional.
I know. He doesn't know what a sectional is.
He doesn't know what a sectional is. And he owns one.
Owns one. Like, what? Idiot.
And then Sheena has like a really, really off vibe. And so Katie goes up to her and is like, hey, girl, what's wrong? Sheena's like, I actually don't want to get into it right now, but I'll tell you later. She doesn't want to talk about it on the floor. She's keeping her happy face on, which is something, a common theme of this episode.
Mask on.
Sheena and her happy face. And then La.
La-la-li-lu.
Lisa approaches Lala at the host stand to trap her into telling her the truth about the modeling thing. She says, how was the modeling thing? And Lala's like, it was really good.
No, Lala says, it's a long story. Girl, what the fuck?
And then Lisa's
Why?
Like,
why? Don't say that.
Don't say that.
It's a long story. No, well, it's not.
She wants to spill her guts to Lisa, mommy. Lisa's like, where was the shoot? Who was the photographer? What were you wearing? Blah, 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 blah. And then Lala's like, caught me, basically. But she's like, yeah, like I was going to go on vacation. I was going to go to Venice to take some pictures with this guy and be arm candy. And Lisa's like,
What do you mean? Also,
what do you mean? Yeah,
take pictures with him and be arm candy. She kind of made it sound like it was like the photographer, but it's like, so that's just a man who wants you as arm candy and maybe would take some perverted photos of you in private.
Well, or it's like he'll take some pictures of you on your phone on the Venice Bridge.
Yes,
if you ask
him. Kind of like
a
dad on vacation,
exactly,
with your child,
exactly that. But she's like, Lisa's like, well, we cannot start this relationship on a foundation of lies. And Lala's like, girl, I get it. But let me tell you something. I actually didn't even go.
Let me tell you something.
She she actually went home because she had a mental breakdown and she needed to be with her mama.
Just needed a little time with my mama. Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. You notice how she keeps saying Shug this episode
too? Yeah, of course.
Fuck off with that. She needs a little time with my mama.
She's my mama for a little bit. Girl, what the fuck are you saying? Like, actually, shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up, Lauren. Fuck off.
My mama.
She keeps saying my mama. I had to go back. I just needed my mama because the girls were being really mean to her. And then Lisa in the confessional is like, what the girls don't understand is that when they ice someone out like this, they're only like doing exactly opposite of what they think is happening, because that girl that they're being mean to, she's gonna go ahead and get my support.
Yeah, very true.
But then Lisa's also like, okay, so I am a little bit nervous about you if you have to go home to your mama.
Yeah, she's like, are you?
It is a little bit concerning if you have to go home to mama.
Wrecking to me if you have to go. God, mama is so funny.
She said it
a billion times. My mama. She like wanted it in so bad. She just has like whatever. Yeah, she so has like a persona that she wants to paint, which is of course like literally like a badass or something.
Yes,
like,
it is.
Literally, she wants to be like, I'm from the hood, basically, and it's like, what are you talking about?
She does want that. I mean, she
you are from Utah.
She will really lean into it a little bit later with the, like, you're trying to get popped kind of thing.
I can't believe she said that. And with
my man. But I don't know why. Or, like, I don't understand who she thinks she's fooling with it.
Me neither. I just think she thinks it's cool. I just think it's, like, of this time. Because this is kind of, like, King Kylie era vibe. Do you know what I mean? Where it's literally being, like, it's really cool to be, like, appropriating Black culture, I guess.
100%.
And she wants to be like making music and stuff. So I think
she wants
she's
to
just
do
like
hip hop music.
Yeah, she's like, I'm urban. And it's like, you are from Utah.
You are like the whitest
literally
woman alive. It's still service. Sheena is crying in the back and Katie follows her to the bathroom. And this is when Sheena confesses to Katie that last night Shay got really, really drunk with his friends. Mm-hmm. And his friend called Sheena and said that Shay is like really depressed and not doing well at all. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, Shay has not been home. He went back to Azusa to stay at his parents' house. Mm-hmm. He's just really not happy right now. And Sheena doesn't know if it's something that she's doing that's making him unhappy or if he's just unhappy with himself.
Yeah.
And she's really, really sad. And it made me sad, too.
It is sad. It's really sad because, I mean, she knows that he literally is struggling with addiction. Like, she knows that even if she doesn't want to, like, admit it to herself or others. And, I mean, her husband literally disappeared.
Yes. And it's complicated because she is like deeply conceited, so she can't help but make it about herself being like, what have I done? I'm a bad wife, I guess.
And it's like, there are maybe some things that you've done in terms of just like not being a bad wife, but just turning the other eye.
She is like saying it out loud and she doesn't believe it, though. I don't think.
Well, because also what she's saying is she's like, am I a bad wife? It's like, no, it's just that there, as we read in the book, there were a ton of signs that this has happened.
Yeah.
And you've just kind of been turning another, like you just haven't. You've just been ignoring it because you want to be living in your fairy tale.
And then she does, but she is sort of a bad wife. She like ultimately does enable him.
Yes.
So
that's later.
But that is later, yeah.
But yeah. I mean, yeah, she's just not, it's just all bad. It's like.
It's all bad.
Yeah.
But even through that like layer of narcissism or like self-centeredness, it is still
of course
really
it's really sad.
Sad.
It's, I mean, her husband literally is like struggling with an addiction and disappeared.
Disappeared.
Okay.
And she does love him so much.
She does love him. Yeah. Oh my god. And she's living in a shrine to their wedding.
I know that she said that at some point too. She's
I know.
Like, I'm in my apartment is filled with pictures of her
wedding.
Because
you got about five huge ass photos from your wedding printed out on canvas.
And many of them are 3D.
And you mounted them. One of them is mounted in a way that's like sticking, like protruding from, like it's like the wall and it like goes past it. Like it's just like literally like haphazardly thrown up onto the walls.
Well, and she did it quickly. I know. And she got all those up there quick. But one of them also is like a big picture of all of them, including like the bridesmaids, and then the flowers are popping out.
Oh.
They're applique on. It's literally 3D. It's like a sculpture. That. It's a sculpture.
It is. That's mixed media.
Yeah.
Dynamic. Okay. So then we are at Pump now. Lisa is walking up. She's walking through the streets of West Hollywood. She's wearing skinny jeans and her pumps. And yeah, she's holding her swan in her hands. She's holding the giant swan in her hands walking down the street.
She is holding it. A gigantic limp swan
literally,
in her arms.
Literally. She's stroking it. She then gets to Ken. She's like, take Hanky. Take Hanky because he just had a vet visit.
I can't.
And he needs to go home. Why did you have to carry him from the vet to?
Why did you carry him? Why did you? Could have had a vet, a farm vet, because that's what the kind you. Of animal that he is. It's like a farm animal.
I know.
Come
walking
to your house.
Through the streets of West Hollywood.
You're making him sicker.
A giant swan.
It's so big. It's so big.
What, girl? What
I don't know
fuck?
Why she did that.
And she's
show?
Literally like stroking its neck. I'm like, she's let like, Hanky be.
I know.
She's like kind of yanking on him.
Well, they're kind of like gross animals up close in that their proportions are just like pretty off-putting. Yeah. Where they have like big, big body, thin, long neck.
Of course.
Little head.
Yes.
And it's a little bit nastier to me personally because it's not walking around. It's being carried. And it was just at the vet. So I think it's like lethargic. So yeah. Its neck is like floppy as fuck.
Yes. So then Ken takes Hanky.
She kissed it all over too.
She did kiss it all over. It's like, you're going to get the sickness. Yeah. The virus is inside of you.
Bird flu.
So that was the beginning of bird flu. Basically at Pump, what they're doing is that the girls and that one guy, it's not Jeremy. It's like a gay guy, I think. I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe it is Jeremy.
It literally doesn't matter. But they're there to learn how to serve from
Richardson. Richardson.
Which they're actually fine with because Richardson is sexy.
He yeah. is gay.
I don't know to if he's me, gay.
He was giving very gay.
He is gay. Probably. They're all giving gay. I don't fucking know.
I know.
And he's flirting with Katie. I don't know.
I know.
He's probably straight, honestly. But yeah, he is gay.
So funny because they were talking about how hot he is and then like a polished gay
I know,
man
of course. In that outfit too. It's like,
I know.
Right.
Well, they sure. dress him up to look like
literally gay.
Gay.
Yeah. Literally to look gay. Like actually to attract the attention of the gay guys in West Hollywood. Lisa walks in and says, sorry, this for me. She just goes, I bet you're looking forward to this knot.
Not.
But the timing wasn't really right. She kind of said it all
she,
together.
Her timing is never right.
Katie the talking head says, it's so stupid. I'm perfectly fine. Have been doing an amazing job at my job. I'm like, okay, girl. And so then Richardson, they're just giving them like, it is so stupid. Like the things that Richardson, which is also such a funny name,
I know.
is telling them to do is legit just being like, have a good attitude. Like, don't bring your baggage to the table and like try to upsell them. It's
show personality, use elevated language and upsell.
It's like the most like, and literally being like, don't bring your nasty attitude. It's like the most basic things, but some of them are hard concepts
Sheena
for
being
them
like,
to wrap
I'm trying not to bring my attitude. I'm trying.
Tears in her eyes.
But every time I talk, I start crying. So
literally. Richardson asks Katie if she has anything to share. Another through line of this episode is that everyone in the world knows that Katie and yep. Schwartz are like supposed to get married. And so he's like, Katie, do you have any news to share? She's like, yeah, I'm pregnant. LOL. And then Richard is like, Richardson. he basically is like, well, if Schwartz doesn't want to get you pregnant, I know a lot of men who would want to get you pregnant. I was like,
wow. Whoa.
In front of Lisa in a staff meeting.
I know, in a staff meeting.
But they're just
but they
all
like
so inappropriate, I know.
But also when Katie says, I'm pregnant, Lisa goes, oh, I would love that. Are you kidding? Are you fucking kidding, Lisa?
I would hate that,
You
personally.
Were telling them to break up a month
oh
ago.
God, I would hate if she was pregnant.
I would be devastated.
Okay, so then we're at the rubber ducky. LMFAO is what I wrote. Mm-hmm. So Schwartz is shooting. Yeah.
Yay.
Oh my God. I hate him. And he wears his backpack everywhere he goes.
I couldn't believe that he wore his backpack. I mean, I could believe it.
And he wears it everywhere he goes.
But he wore it to his professional modeling shoe. He showed up in a backpack.
Legit wears it everywhere.
Yeah.
So crazy. Hey, actually, I'm like, what do you even have to carry around?
Nothing. His phone's in his pocket, as is his wallet.
I don't even know what could possibly be in there.
But you know he has like a fucking book in there working on his vocab.
It's really like a series of unfortunate events. Mm-hmm. he meets the girls he's shooting with and he's like, whoa, two sexy girls. And then he says in his talking head that like, despite the fact that modeling is very inconsistent for him, He's been really lucky lately in getting some good shoots because he's saving up for something big, which is his ring.
Yeah, he says it's clutch because he's been saving up for something big.
Guess what comes after the ring? Something even bigger. A wedding.
A wedding. A fucking wedding.
Then he kind of like immediately after saying that is like, but it's of course awesome to shoot with all of these beautiful women.
Shut the fuck up. And then he's
like, however, I have grown. So is Katie. And we have once again blossomed into our beautiful tomcat.
Ew, I hate when he says tomcat.
Me too.
There were a couple of things that were extremely off-putting about that like minute of television. First of all, he described himself as a consummate professional. Not true. Showed up messy with your damn backpack.
And it was an empty backpack.
Secondly, he said it's hard and he hates to admit that he's grown. It's like the one thing you should be proud of yourself for.
And it's not even hard. And you haven't even grown.
You haven't grown at all.
I know.
You've like decided now that you are going to get engaged, but there's been no real growth.
I know.
And then third, I actually don't believe that modeling is so shaky for him. I think if he applied himself in any way, shape or form, he would be booking more gigs.
Oh, I agree. And then like later, Sheena says that he booked like a Modelo shoot that she's been seeing a lot. And I'm like, so that must be so much money. Because
so much money.
If it's a shoot that's like she's seeing a lot, either like on TV or all over the place, like he must have been whatever. I know. I don't understand.
He pissed me off.
I know. He do piss me off. The photographer tells the girl model that Schwartz can flirt until he gets engaged because he's saving up for a ring. It's like, how do you know that? Why does everyone know that?
I don't know how everybody in the world knows that.
Obviously, it's production telling them, I guess, but it's just so crazy. I'm like, Richardson and now you too?
The photographer had really natural delivery with it, though. I know. I was like, it seems like you did know that.
Like, literally seems like your friend.
Yeah.
In the talking head, he's like, I'm staring down the barrel of the rest of my life and there's a price tag dangling and I can't quite make out what that number is, but it's fucking huge. And it's like, okay, so you actually should know like how much a ring costs. Like, you can make it out.
And also like, and once again,
like, I'm sorry, we'll see, like the ring is gonna be like $7,000, which is a lot of money, but that is like one gig probably.
And you're like a primary cast member on a TV show.
But then whatever. The student loan thing. Anyway.
Yeah, the student loan thing.
Okay, and then basically one of the girl models gives Schwartz advice that he should make the proposal a surprise, but also that Katie needs to know it's coming so that she can have her makeup and nails done.
Yep. And he's like, I never even thought about that. Okay.
So stupid.
He is a fucking idiot.
He is legit an idiot.
Yeah.
I know.
We're with the twisted couple.
Literally the horror show. This would be a great Halloween costume too late for you guys, but
yeah.
Something to think about for next year.
Next year again. Or you can dress up whenever you want.
Exactly.
James and Kristen are together on one of their rooftops and it's extremely hot outside, but they are going to be putting their feet in the hot tub.
Why? Why? Why not put them in the pool?
Why? Why? James takes a step and he's like, ow, on the concrete. And then they put their feet into a bath and they're drinking. They're drinking, obviously. They are drinking. And Kristen is like, please be careful. This cup is glass. And it's like, you're going to get glass in the fucking water.
Of course.
They're like having a quote unquote happy moment. This relationship is so fraught.
I know.
I can't believe that they're still together.
All we ever see them do is fight or talk about their fights.
Yes.
That's all.
So they're like, quote unquote, having a happy moment. Sitting together, sipping their drinks, feet in the tub. James in his confessional says he feels bad about lying to Kristen, but he did have good sex with Jenna.
And he does not regret what happened with her.
So he doesn't regret it at all. Though he does love Kristen. And it's another one of those damn moments where it's like,
what?
This is on TV.
But he literally thinks it's cool.
Yeah. He thinks it's so cool. I mean, he does it a bunch of times. Yeah,
it's like the other guys, it is more like you fool because they think they're being sly about it. But he literally just
he's doing it for clout.
He's a fool, but he knows what he's doing and he thinks it's cool.
He's building a character for himself.
Yes.
And it's that of an evil guy.
He's leaning
in.
The most despicable person in the world.
Yes. He's the worst on the cast.
I know. He is so awful.
At the tub, they're having this like relationship talk about how they love each other, but when they get in these fights, they don't actually like fix anything. They don't get to the root of their issues. And then they just build and build and build.
Yeah.
And Kristen is like, I think the insecurity in the relationship is from you being unfaithful. And he's like, well, I've never even had sex with anybody else. And it's like, oh my God. Okay.
Shut the fuck up.
Don't lean so hard on that.
I know.
Fact.
I mean, it's just like making it so obvious that he's lying.
Yes.
But not to her somehow.
Not to her, yeah.
Because it is like, why would you keep saying that?
I don't know. He says that the problem in the relationship is that he doesn't trust Kristen at all, which is so crazy.
You literally just had sex with someone else.
You just fucked someone else. You won't stop bragging about it. And then also...
But he doesn't trust her because for a year and a half, she was like in love with Tom Sandoval.
I know. He's like...
It's so funny.
She's like trying to have a conversation that goes like easy and chill. And she's like, I think maybe the problem is like the insecurity is like the unfaithfulness. And he's like, well, my fucking problem is that I don't trust you. Literally. And she's like, oh, easy now.
Okay. Whoa. Okay. Relax.
Let's tone it down a little. And then he's like, you just had lunch with Jack's for the first time in a year, like last week. And like, then we cut to the lunch with Jax, and Jax is being like, you have to break up with that fucking loser.
No, Jax literally says, I just don't understand how you can go back to someone after they cheat on you. Jax. Careful.
Come on.
Careful now.
Shouldn't be saying stuff like that out loud.
Should not be saying things such as that. Horrible karma.
But anyway, so they start, they end this conversation worse than they started it. Like,
literally.
They never make any forward progress.
No, it's exactly what she said at the beginning. Yeah, which is that true. Every time they talk about their problems, nothing is resolved and all the resentments just build up. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And then they have like,
in real life,
big blowouts.
Yes.
With like physical violence.
Yes. So bad.
Cut back to pump training with the girls. It's kind of like over now, but Lisa goes up to Sheena and Katie to tell them that she talked to Lala and that they actually really just need to be kind to her. And Katie is like, we were never mean to her.
That's not true. You were vicious to her. So fucking rude to her.
Extremely rude. And Lisa saw that because we saw in a clip of them bullying her, Lisa standing off to the side,
literally,
looking at them.
Literally.
And then Sheena is like, okay, like if you
this
like
part's
her.
So funny, sorry.
I guess if you like her, then there's something to like about her. So I'm going to try and be nice to her, and I'll apologize to her, but there's other things in my life that are really taking precedent over this. And then she starts crying.
And Lisa literally is like, sure, whatever.
She's
just
like,
be nice to her.
No, what the fuck ever. And she was like, I will, but just so you know, I guarantee that the thing that I have going on is way worse than the thing that Lala has going on.
She wants Lisa to ask her about it so bad, and literally she's like, I have a lot going on right now. And Lisa's like, okay, just be nice to Lala. And she's like, I will, but I have a lot going on. And Lisa's like, so does Lala. And she's like, my things are worse than her. And Lisa's literally like, okay, girl,
all right,
glad we're on the same page that you're gonna be nicer to Lala.
Lisa, like, is so over it this episode. She's like, I'm tired of the girls being fucking bitches. My swan is sick as a dog. By the way,
and I have bird flu. How about
and
that?
I got the bird flu from macking on it.
Oh, wait, then we're at Tom's apartment. Schwartz opens the door and shoves his like dirty little face in between and is like, hello.
Ew.
And Tom's like, hey, creeper.
Like The Shining.
Literally, hey, creeper.
Hey, creeper.
Sandoval is playing his guitar, and Schwartz says that he could hear him from the street playing it, which is so funny.
I forget that he's always been into music. It's so funny.
I know. He loves
it's
his guitar.
So funny.
Well, he's still in a band right now. Like, he's been in a band the whole time.
I know. Don't I know it?
They take the sectional out of the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And Schwartz is like, we literally need like gloves to like handle this.
They're making a lot of jokes about how the couch is covering cum.
I know. One thing that was funny to me is that when he said, if you turn a black light on this couch, it's a Jackson Pollock, which is literally so gross.
It's nasty as fuck.
So gross.
It's so gross. And it's like you're giving it to your friend.
I know. I know. Sandoval explains that while this couch has many stories and is disgusting in its own right, it actually isn't the couch that Jax and Kristen slept on, because guess what? That couch is still in his living room.
It's in the damn living room.
Oh my God.
Why? Why?
Oh my God.
Why would you? Also, I'm sorry, that apartment is not very big. Why do you have two large couches?
I don't know.
Where did that sectional come from, if not the living room?
I know. That is an amazing question. I literally don't know.
And
it is like, once again, it's like they're not like they're making money just like buy two new couches. It's like, come on.
I know. I like posted that clip of him talking about how he's still been in that. He's been in the apartment for 10 years and there's been so many eras. And then people were commenting being like, well, it's rent stabilized. And it's like, but he's rich.
Yes. He's not rich, but he can afford to not live in a rent stabilized
He's
place.
Rich enough
or
to
even just like get a new couch. Like,
yes.
Even if you're going to stay there because it's a good deal, you can like make the place nicer inside.
100%.
So they sit on the couch on the street, and Schwartz says that he had a good photo shoot. And then it's like, I'm trying to make as much money as I can before I buy the ring. He refers to the engagement as you know what, because he literally like can't
he
say
can't
the word
say
out loud.
He
goes, I think I'm going to go platinum and white gold for the ring. And then Tom goes, that would look so badass.
Badass. Okay. First of all, no, it wouldn't. Second, you want the ring to look badass?
Yes, he does.
He then doesn't want it to look badass. He needs it to look badass.
He needs it.
If that's going to be his wife,
he needs it.
The ring is going to have to be badass.
Yes. And so then basically it's like we find out that Schwartz, Sheena, and Sandoval are going to go ring shopping, which is legit so funny.
It's like, thank God, though, they brought a girl.
No, literally, as they say, they're like, we need a woman there. And it's like, you really need a woman
you
there.
Really
the two
need
of
a woman
them,
there.
They would literally walk out with like a championship ring.
Yes. Or like an onyx ring.
Yeah. Or like, God forbid, a watch. Like, oh my
Another
God.
Another necklace.
Yeah, literally like a black diamond. And yeah. Be like, I think she's going to like it. It's fucking badass.
Because she's like emo.
Literally. Because she's brunette. Sandoval then tells Schwartz about like Shay's thing, because Ariana told him. And that like Shay's been like drinking a lot. We get a flashback to Shay at the party a couple nights ago where he's double fisting
handles of fireball.
But a lot of people there were double fisting handles with Fireball.
Yes, they were.
But Schwartz is like, yeah, I don't know like any of the details, but like, I guess he's just going through some shit. And Sandoval says that it's concerning him that Shay just took off and went home, because all he knows from his side is that their relationship is amazing and perfect.
That's kind of the vibe that everybody's been rocking with.
Keep, that's kind of thematically what we're going to keep returning to.
Everybody being extremely confused because they have a perfect marriage.
Yeah, which just means that everyone had fun at the wedding, yeah, by the way.
Exactly that. Nobody's checked in since. They're like, we actually haven't heard from Shay in months.
Literally. And then Faith pulls up in a U-Haul to get the couch, and the guys lift her into the U-Haul while she's on the couch. And I was like, that's actually fun as hell.
I know.
Faith is like, thank you so much. And Schwartz is like, yeah, just maybe use like a steam cleaner or even like a scraper, because this thing is covered in cum.
Yeah, he goes, do you get what I'm saying? And she's like, and he's like, there's dried semen on it. There's a ton of dried semen on it.
And she's like, okay. He's like, joking. And then she goes,
well, and then they hug and she picks him up.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so then we're back at Sir. Lala and Jax are in the back alley. Lala is wearing a quilted leather jacket with leather leggings and animal print booties.
I hate them together. It's so scary. I know.
They are kind of like a match made in hell, though. I like know, the two of them.
They are, but it never worked out.
Never worked out. Star-crossed lovers.
Well, she, and you know why? It's because she got sucked in by James.
Yes. This is the scene where I was like, Jax legit looks like horrifying, like so scary, but I just, there's not much more for me to say about it, but just know that that's how I feel in my heart. And Jax asks Lala how the girls are treating her. And he's like, you can be honest with me because I don't even like gossip. But he's literally smiling and laughing as he says it. And she's like, okay, you can't even say that with a straight face.
Yeah.
And in the talking head, Lala's like, I don't know much about Jax other than the fact that he gets around a lot. And like, you can get Jaxed, which sounds fun.
Sounds pretty fun.
It's not fun.
It's really not really fun. Bad. It's like life ruining.
It's literally really, really bad.
He's going to break you and alter you permanently.
Literally. Yeah. It'll negatively affect the trajectory of your entire life.
It's literally going to break you down into nothing. And then you're going to build yourself back up into a picture of yourself you don't even recognize.
And you'll have HPV in the process.
Yes, you will. Doing
it. Basically, Jax explains that it's quote-unquote very clicky, super clicky restaurant. And that it's not easy to work here because the girls are so rude to newcomers, which is true.
It is true, but it's also like, and Jax, you are part of the fucking problem.
I know, of course.
It's like, these girls are fucking bitches. The way
you
were
just treating Eric, remember that?
Yeah, dude. And you're also like running train through the whole fucking restaurant,
really caught stirring up a bunch of problems for everyone.
Yeah.
And in the talking head, Lala's like, I actually am a girl's girl, but because the girls are being such vicious fucking cunts to me, I have no choice but to hang out with the guys.
Which is like, I mean, if that were true about her being a girl's girl, totally, that would suck so bad. To be like, I would love to hang out with the women, but I have to spend time with the men, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, this is the whole thing of with this show, the concept of being a girl's girl is just like a completely moot point because the girls are just so awful.
Yeah.
So it's just meaningless. And there's so are the
no
men.
Like true bond of like sisterhood.
No. She asks Jax about his girlfriend and he says, let's easy with that word of girlfriend. Chill on that. Pump the brakes on that word. That's a scary word for me.
It's a scary word for me.
Are we dating? Absolutely. Would I call her my girlfriend yet? No. And then we get a flash of him telling Brittany that he'd love to be exclusive and he promises not to date any other woman. And it's also like, he says this right after, but he's like, usually a girl is my girlfriend within 10 minutes. So it's like, it's not a scary word for you. You love that word.
You love that damn word.
We've seen about 5 women on this show simultaneously have the lower third of Jax's girlfriend.
Yes. And he's only saying that to her though, because he's trying to suss out whether or not like she's the kind of girl who would hook up with him if he had a girlfriend.
Yes, of course. Which like a billion guys are trying to suss out if she would hook up with them if they have a girlfriend.
Yeah, it becomes like an explicit question later on.
Yes. And so like, yeah, he's like, I usually like really get a girlfriend really fast. And she's like, okay, you and I would really click then. And then the talking head, he's like, I can see a couple of red flags with Lala. She's young. She's blonde. She's trouble.
Sweaty monkey.
Ew. Sweaty monkey.
Ew.
And then Lala tells him that she's still hooked on her ex. And he's like, well, if you need any help with men, I can totally help you out. I know like a ton of guys.
And I'm super friendly.
Okay.
Ew.
And then he leaves and then she says, bye, Shug.
Ew, stop saying that. Bitch, stop fucking saying that. You freak ass.
She literally can't.
I know. She calls everybody, every Shug. Man she's been calling Shug. Okay, so now we're at Sheena's apartment. Mama. We're at Sheena's apartment. She is kind of like cleaning things up and Ariana walks in. Because Sheena left the door unlocked and Ariana is like, I could have been a rapist. And it's like, why is that funny to you guys? It's so weird.
Don't say that.
Then Sheena's like, I'm taking my chances. Don't. Just lock your door. It's okay. You should just lock your door.
Well, also, shit's okay because she probably does lock her door, but she left it unlocked because the entire production team is there.
They're filming a scene.
Literally, they're like, okay, Ariana's call time is in 1 minute.
Yes. They're kind of catching up about how the server training went. And Sheena was like, it was fine, but Lala was there, which is random.
And we saw her two cats.
Yeah, they were really cute. They're best friends.
Penny Lane. Mm-hmm. And what's the other one? Do we know?
I don't remember.
Me either.
But Sheena's like, I don't even just really like have the time or energy for this right now. Cause you know, I've been putting on my happy face because
he's addicted to saying I'm putting on my happy face.
Yeah. She's like, I've been really brave putting on my happy face because everybody looks at me and Shay is like that really happy, perfect couple. But yeah, there's issues. There are issues building in our marriage. And I'm starting to even understand Schwartz's reservations about marriage. Like I'm taking him ring shopping tomorrow and like I'm excited, but I'm kind of like, don't do it. Don't do it. And they shouldn't get married. That's true.
Of course not.
But not for the reasons that you and Shay shouldn't have gotten married.
Yes.
There's many reasons not to get married.
Yes.
So basically she's just like really sad that Shay is so unhappy. She tells Ariana that he's been drinking and self-medicating. And Ariana's like, I really didn't know you were going through all of this. I'm so sorry. They haven't been seeing much of each other because of the whole Christian thing. Yes. But Sheena keeps talking about how she feels like a burden telling people about it. She's like really conflicted because she's so lonely and sad. She's confused about what's been going wrong. Yeah. Like, is it because she's not been an attentive wife? She's just experiencing like a lot of self-doubt.
She's like, I'm so lonely in my house that is my own wedding themed.
Yeah, no, literally. Literally. And of course, of course.
I'm like, girl, take some of those photos
You're
down.
You're looking at gigantic
They're
photos
literally
of him.
Huge.
They're huge. They take like up the entire
two
wall.
By two, like legit, like feet
yes.
long.
Yes. It's crazy. They're like bigger than this yes. gigantic painting that I have.
Oh my God.
Then Ariana's like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'll literally spend the night here. Like, I'm sorry. I didn't know
that
you
was
were going
sweet.
Through this. Because they are best friends and it's sad.
And it is like, sucks that she is just like in the house alone.
I know. And it's literally wedding themed. And then she's just like, there's just a lot more to the story that people don't know.
Yep.
Basically.
This is the thing where also she just like equates having, she keeps being like, we're like the perfect couple. And it's like, literally what you mean is that you had a wedding that you liked. Like everyone, it's like,
I know.
They just think that because the wedding was fun, that like they have a good marriage.
And it's like the wedding went so,
so
poorly.
Bad.
It went so
really
bad. And there's parts of the wedding that they didn't show on television that we know about because of the book, like how he was high rolling off his ass.
Yes.
So like, what do you mean?
I know.
Back at Sir, Lisa walks in. She says hi to James, who asks her about the Swans. He heard from Max that Hanky was sick. She's like, thank you for asking.
Yes.
He is sick, by the way. Actually, he's
and
getting
so
bullied
I.
by the other Swans. So that's part of it. That's how he got
so
hurt.
That's also probably why she feels so much empathy for Lala.
Exactly. She's a wounded Swan. And she's like, well, James, how are you? And he was like, I'm really good, but Kristen's really bad.
Literally, like, come on.
Okay. He says that they're in a bad patch. And Lisa, in her confessional, is like, they just need to break up because Kristen is not emotionally supportive and he needs somebody emotionally supportive.
So that's actually not the problem with the relationship.
It's not.
The problem is that they're in an extremely toxic relationship that James incites physical violence and
he's cheating on her and he's
cheating on
her
left and right,
face.
Making fun of it, making fun of her in the show, in
yeah.
his confessionals.
He's lying to her face nonstop and
like
constantly.
She can't support him out of that behavior.
No, that behavior should not be emotionally supported.
No.
But everything's always fucking Kristen's fault.
Yes. Okay, now we're at Kyle Chan Designs.
Yay!
Is this the person who did Sheena's ring too?
I think so.
Probably. Okay, so Schwartz is like, yeah, I'm ready to get engaged.
Yeah.
And Sandoval's like, that's the first time I've ever heard you say that. We see that Sheena has a memo from Katie of what she wants her ring to be.
Good, thank God.
Engagement ring in rose gold, same pave white diamond band, oval cut, but chocolate diamond for the main stone. Words that mean nothing to me.
Nothing to me.
None of those words are in the Bible.
Chocolate diamond?
I think it's a cut because I don't think she wants a brown diamond.
Okay.
It must be a cut.
Make me nervous.
I know. Make me nervous too. I literally was like, what?
Should I look it up?
Yeah. In the talking head, Schwartz is like, so despite the fact that I had a horrible panic attack while I was working at Pump, the one good thing that came out of it is that I met Kyle Chan while I was there. He says that he basically wants to spend $4,000 or $5,000 and everyone laughs immediately. It's coming up chocolate.
It's color. Brown.
But she doesn't have a brown ring.
He didn't get her a chocolate one then.
Thank fucking God. Basically, he says he wants to spend $4,000 or $5,000 and then everyone starts laughing in
his
face.
They laugh in his face.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
That's so much money.
It feels fine to me to spend $4,000 or $5,000 on an engagement ring.
Feels fine to me to spend way less even if you wanted to.
Well, it feels fine to me to spend way less as well, but like spending $4,000 or $5,000 doesn't feel laughable.
Not at all. But also like, I mean, I generally think that engagement rings are like pretty fucking busted. And I in particular think that like huge rings are really ugly.
Me
so it's
too.
Just like, that's just not stylistically something that I would ever like or think is good looking.
It also just like makes sense given the price of diamonds that a diamond ring with huge, huge diamonds on it would be more than $4,000 or $5,000.
Because they just literally want like a huge gaudy ring, basically.
Yeah, they want a gigantic rock.
Yeah, he says that he has to be careful because he still has student loans, which I did not realize.
Me neither. From like Florida State.
fully make sense to me, but it's okay. I don't, it is like, what school did he go to? But whatever. It doesn't matter. I don't know about that.
I mean, it makes sense to me that he would have student loans.
I guess he went to a state school that's out of state.
Well, he might, yeah, I mean, he might have them from in-state too. Like, you can have student loans from an in-state school.
No, but I'm saying that if he went to a state school, that was, you just get way better tuition. Like, it wouldn't be like, I'm just like, how much student loan
but
do you
have?
But
I think they were pretty poor.
Yeah, but poor. I guess I'm just, no, totally. But given how much money he has, I'm like, okay, if you have like 30K in student loans, and like, why haven't you paid that off?
I know.
But it's like,
well, I think he probably is. I know for a fact that he's bad at managing his money.
Of course.
So I think that's probably
like accruing interest.
You went to Florida State.
You got it.
Yep.
So I don't know. I really can't like pretend to know about that kind of thing.
I hope that his loans aren't paid off now.
They definitely are.
It's like, maybe they
He's
are.
Got that detox retox money.
Yeah, true.
Kyle shows one ring and it's like, you just can't do it too small. And Sheena's like, yeah, because then it will just look bad. And it's like, exactly. Like, they just want, literally to them, it's just like they want a huge diamond.
They want as big as possible.
Literally.
Yeah.
Shorts is like, then like, okay, I went in like with like kind of like a low ball mindset, but like I honestly am now like throwing that out of the window because Katie deserves like the most beautiful ring in the world.
And because he's been a quote unquote colossal doucher over the past year.
So he has to buy her an $8,000 wedding yeah. ring. In the end, the ring that Schwartz wants, that he thinks is like the most beautiful, stunning ring for Katie, is going to be about 7K. And Kyle's like, don't worry, you can just sell your car.
Yep.
But this is what I'm saying. 7K should be, if he was in a Modelo commercial that Sheena says she's been quote unquote seeing all over the place, it's like he should have 7K.
He should have 7K. Yeah, definitely. Also, like, I don't know. He has been doing a bunch of modeling and he's on the fucking show.
And his rent is fucking paid for and shit, so it is like,
yeah, I don't know,
whatever.
I don't know.
I literally never understand, but I'm like, to me, I'm like, he should have at least 100K in savings.
I would love to look at their
me too
bank accounts.
Me too.
So badly.
Me too. I wish so badly. And then Sheena talks about how she starts talking about how she wants to get a second ring.
Well, it starts because Schwartz is like, so is Katie supposed to buy me my ring?
Oh yeah. And she's like, no, Shay and I did that together. And he's like, okay, got it. He's like, y'all.
It was so funny. No, what do you mean?
It's like him being like literally knowing nothing. It's like
he doesn't know anything.
He's like
at
expecting
all.
That he proposes and then she like proposes right on back to him. It's like, no, yes. Girl.
Yes. Also, like, do you know you don't wear an engagement ring, Schwartz? Like, you're gonna get a ring
so
when you
I literally
get married.
Don't know if he knows that. So then Sheena starts talking about her plans for her wedding ring because she wants a second ring, but she can't take off her current ring because she wants to get like more diamonds in it. I don't really fully understand.
She wants to get another band of diamonds because they've been married for a year.
Okay.
But it's like, what are you think you're going to be together forever? You're going to do that every year? Your hands are going to be so heavy.
Well, good. Lucky her. She does not have that problem. And she's like, but I can't even like take this ring off to like get it like whatever, because like then when I take the ring off, people will be like, they're divorced. It's like, okay, no one would say
no
that,
one's thinking that
unless they know that you guys are having marital issues.
Yep. Which you won't stop talking about in veiled terms,
literally,
and crying at work.
And so then immediately after she's talking about how she wants to get a second band and people think she's divorced, Sandoval goes, so wait, when was the last time you saw Shay?
Oh,
4 days ago.
Four days ago.
Or talk to him. Not even seen. Talk to him. And as Sandoval points out, yes, it is kind of crazy for Sheena to be talking about buying more diamonds when she hasn't even spoken to her husband in 4 days.
Yeah. Yes.
It's literally insane.
Mm-hmm.
And she says that last time they spoke, she was actually crying so hysterically that she ended up just having to hang up on him.
Sheena.
I know.
Come on.
I know.
Sheena, you have to try harder than that.
I know.
You just have to try a little bit harder than that. He's obviously really struggling. I understand that it is hard for you. It would be hard for anybody. But you have to try and be a little bit more supportive than crying so hard that you hang up the phone.
I know, but
he's addicted to pills.
So self-centered.
I know.
She is just like, I mean, all of them are like, of course, it's like all of their issue, but she's just so self-centered. Like,
yeah.
That is like the whole thing, as you were saying, is just her being like, what have I done wrong? Whatever, but not in a way that's genuine at all. In a way that is so like, putting herself in a place of victimhood, not actually being like earnestly being like, what could I have done for him to feel like more supported or whatever? Like, you could have been honest. It's very much like her saying it where so that the answer is like, no, you were a perfect wife. You were a good wife. You didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah. And it's like, those are questions you can and you should reflect upon maybe a little bit farther down the line when you've like gotten him to a place where you can have those conversations. But like right now, you just like need to actually just fully be there for him and support
and
him
and be like, how can we like help you and like make this better.
Yeah,
literally just like, he needs to go to rehab obviously, but whatever. She's like, yeah, he's just in a really bad place and he drinks way too much also. And it all is also like the whole thing that she's saying is just being like, he's in a bad place. He drinks too much. He does this and this. And it is like totally like those are true. Mm-hmm. But like a lot of it is just like, this is, it's all stuff that he's doing.
Yeah.
And Sandoval is like, yeah, I mean, like if he's not happy on his own, I don't even know how you guys could be happy together. And then she just kind of freaks out and is like, anyway, ring shopping, blah, blah, blah.
I know.
And Sandoval in the talking head is, says that he's worried, this part's so annoying, that Sheena's been overbearing to Shay about the drinking and that's why he escaped. And it's like, okay.
Uh-uh.
See, it's like, it's not her fault in that way.
I know. It's just they that, don't
like,
have...
They just don't.
The, yeah. like, cognitive skills or reasoning to, like, think of it in any other way.
Yeah.
But it's like, I wish they could do critical thinking so badly, but they just can't. They fall short every single time.
So just be like, the real problem here is that, like, all of the issues have been... Obviously, Sheena is like overbearing, but it's not like it's like her fault that Shay ran away. It's just like the problems are that like neither of them are like acknowledging that there are problems within their relationship and they don't talk about anything until the point where he just runs away.
I know. And it's like she keeps reflecting like, have I not been an attentive wife? Like, what have I done wrong? And it's like, yeah, dude, he's been addicted to pills for close to a year now.
And there have obviously been like blatant signs of that that you have been ignoring.
That you've been like turning your back
on. Yeah. Okay, then back at Sir, Sheena asks Sandoval for a Pump and Glory and a Pumptini. She's like, Jax, don't even know how to make that. And then he's like, no, I do. And then he like immediately says the...
wrong drink.
The wrong drink.
And then he like kind of figures it out, but like really struggles through it.
Okay, whatever. Sandoval asks about Shay. And Sheena's like, I just don't want to get into that right now. He's really unhappy. Mm-hmm. And like just kind of like walks away. And then Sandoval tells Jax that he wants to help in whatever way he can, like talk to Shay, because maybe all he needs is a friend. He needs way more than that.
But he does also need a friend.
That is sweet, but he needs way more than that.
Yeah.
I know, but in Sandoval's like stupid mind, he literally is like, the problem is that like Sheena is overbearing and that he just doesn't have like a buddy. And it's like, of course it would be helpful to just have like a friend to talk to who is like non-judgmental, but he needs literally to like go to rehab, obviously.
Yeah, he needs much more support than you can provide. But you can like try and get him there. But
yeah, and it's like obviously helpful to talk to him, especially if it's like we don't even know where he is. Like, yeah, it's good to be in contact with him for sure.
I'm excited for the intervention scene. It's going to be interesting, I think. Okay, so Lala is at the host stand in a crazy statement necklace, a la Stassi. And James is at the DJ booth and he comes over to give her a hug and ask her how she's liking Sir. This is the beginning of their sick, nasty relationship that is so disgusting.
Yes.
It's so sexually charged.
Yes.
I think they only have sex one time. But there's
I think they actually have sex more than that.
More than one time? But it's for a brief period of time.
Yes,
it's like not very
And then
prolonged.
He's like obsessed with her for so long.
Yeah, for so long he's obsessed with her.
Yes.
He says that he heard that the girls are getting antsy in their panties. And then she's like,
hated that.
Me too. Because I thought he said panties at first, but then I realized he said pantsies.
I also thought he said panties, but I believe you.
And she's like, yeah, they're scared. I'm going to like fuck their boyfriends or something. I guess they are scared of that. They also just like hate your guts.
Yeah, I'm like, I actually don't think they are scared that you're gonna fuck their boyfriends, but I do think that they hate you because they like think you're a slut.
Yeah,
but I don't think they're like the slut is gonna fuck my boyfriend. They're just like, I want to kill the slut.
They just like, yeah, they just like fundamentally hate a slut.
Yes.
And James is like, why do you like fucking people's boyfriends?
Ew.
Ew.
Ew. Ew. It's so gross.
And she's like, no, but if like a guy tells me that he is single and like we hit it off and I have sex with him and he has a girlfriend, like that's not my fault.
Totally.
It's like, yeah,
that's not your fault. if that's ever what has happened to you,
that specific instance, that's not your fault. Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. If that is the case, that's not your fault.
Yep.
And then, I don't know if that's the case.
I don't know how true that is, but if it were,
she's
totally.
Literally making it sound like every time she's like explicitly asking men if they're in a relationship.
I know. It's like no chance. I mean, I guess she did ask Jax that.
Yeah, that's true.
For real. But it's
she's asking people who she knows are in a relationship and wanting them to
she's
say no.
She's giving them so an opportunity like, to lie.
Not my fault.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is legit exactly what Jax did as well.
Yeah. I wrote, James is so nasty, makes jokes about himself cheating.
Yeah,
what did he say?
He's like, oh yeah, like that would totally be a different story to like that scenario that she made up. And then he's like, that wouldn't even happen to me because like I don't cheat on my girlfriend. And then in the talking head, he once again just like, it's not really like a real joke. He's just like, ugh, sorry, like blurg basically about like saying that he doesn't cheat on his girlfriend. It's just like so fucking annoying. Like
shut the fuck up. And then she's like, okay, let's not beat around the bush. Like, do you have my back for real? And he's like, yeah, fuck a bush.
Ugh. Like, actually stop it.
He's like, I don't like bushes. I would never beat around a bush. And then she's like,
oh, my God.
Tell me you love my bald pussy.
Literally.
Okay, we're still at Sir. Sheena approaches Lisa during service, during her shift, to talk to her. She's like, I have to talk to you. It's not about work, but it's definitely affecting my work,
well,
by the
way.
Well,
also something that made me laugh is that Lisa's like, what is it? Like, I can tell something's wrong. And it's like, we just saw her literally like screaming and crying at you saying like, there's something really bad happening to me. So yeah, of course you can tell something's wrong.
I've been fucking saying it.
Yeah.
Well, she's like, do you have tables right now?
I know.
And then she's like, I guess there is something wrong with you. She's like, it's nothing work related, but it has been affecting me at work. It's been really hard. It's about my marriage.
Yes.
And it's like, the reason it affects me at work is because I'm going around to all my tables and people are like, your ring.
Literally, she's like, it just is hard because at work people see my ring and then they're like, oh my God, you're a beautiful ring. You married. You in a good marriage. Yeah. You happy? Fun wedding? It's like, girl, what the fuck? No one is doing that.
No, the fuck they're not.
No, they're not. Literally just being like, I just can't avoid people asking me questions about my perfect relationship because I have a huge diamond rock. Yeah. Shut up. So stupid.
She tried to get Shay to work it, Sir. Sorry.
Thank God Lisa said no.
Yeah.
And then she kind of gets into it. So at Christmas time, she noticed that Shay's drinking had increased a lot.
Yeah. Which was, for the record, 3 months into their marriage.
Yes. And then she's like, so actually it was like even probably more than just drinking. It was mostly like kind of the mixing of the pills and the alcohol. That was really the bad thing. And Lisa's like, mixing pills and alcohol?
This whole thing is so funny because she'll be like, she's like, what? And then she's like, well, like, you know that thing where you have a couple of drinks and then you take a Vicodin because your knee hurt? Yeah. And Lisa's like, what are you talking about?
What the fuck do you mean? What do you mean? And then Lisa's like, well, was it like on a regular basis, would you say? Or like what was kind of going on?
She literally
on?
Is like, was he doing that regularly or just like actually when his knee hurt? Yeah, yeah.
She's like, and Sheena was like, so it was kind of getting to the point of, yeah, 5 Vicodin a day.
And
up to 5 Vicodin
a
day.
And it's way more than that. If you're saying it's 5 pills a day,
it's more than that. And it's also plus like heavy drinking.
Yes.
And then she's like, and I had literally no idea. I had no damn clue that was going on.
We know that's not true because we know that he was legit like stealing from her and her family.
Yes. And also like, then Lisa is like, well, I could tell that he was like extremely lethargic and unmotivated, but I never thought he was high. Hello, he couldn't
literally
speak.
Seems like so high.
His like eyes were closed most of the time.
Is just that he's like a stoner though. Like, yeah, but he's so high, obviously.
He's so high. Oh my God.
People don't act like how he acts sober.
No, they don't.
That's a high person.
And also, Sheena, you knew him before he was addicted to the pills.
Yes.
So you know that's not how he acted. And also, yes. Lisa, so did you, yeah, by the way.
Yeah.
She's been working there for a long time. You've known her, yeah, for a long time. And then Sheena is telling Lisa that she feels like she's been cheated on. And that he's been unfaithful because he's been hiding this from her. And Lisa's like, he has been unfaithful. He has been cheating on you. He's been lying by omission. He's a drug addict. He's not the man you thought he was. And you're right to take this seriously. And by the way, I don't even know what's going to happen to him or where he's going to end up. And it's like, God,
whoa,
damn.
Whoa.
Fucking
it
chill
is,
for
like,
a second.
Crazy, obviously, and she's saying it from a place of like extreme judgment. But yes. I do think that it's like Sheena did need to hear something like that because it is like someone did need to say to Sheena, like, he is addicted to pills.
Like, this is serious.
And like, he has been hiding that from you. And like, this is serious.
Yeah.
Because literally, as she keeps saying, she is just like legit ignoring it.
Well, she brings it back to like, I think I'm a bad wife and a bad person. I'm so self-centered that I can't even see what's happening in my own home. And it's like, yeah, so why don't we get to work on it?
Yeah.
Let's get to work,
yes,
about it.
Yes.
Put some damn work
literally
in.
Literally. Put those work boots on.
Oh my God. It was so... And Lisa being like, I don't know if you're ever going to be happy with him or if this relationship is going to work out at
literally
all, by the way. And I don't know where he's going to end up,
it's
in
like,
5 years.
So crazy.
She's like, at her lowest.
He's like, he will be dead in a ditch.
And Sheena, and Lisa's like grinding her heel into Sheena's like fucking crying eyes. And then Sheena's like, this is just hard because I thought I had the most perfect relationship,
yeah,
of all time. And I don't even know if we're going to get through this now.
And I don't know either. And you never have the most perfect relationship of all time.
I actually do know that they
that's
won't.
True.
And even if I hadn't seen the damn show, I could tell you that.
Yeah. Well.
And that's the episode.
That's that episode, y'all.
Well, my hero, or my villain's James.
Of course.
Of course.
Who's my hero?
Richardson.
Sure. And Eric. And it was nice when Ariana offered to spend the night at Sheena's. That's like the only heroic thing that happened all
sweet.
Episode.
It was sweet.
Okay, you guys, please enjoy this episode that you just listened to, obviously. Pray for me. By the time you listen to this, I actually will be mostly done with my move, but just continue to pray for me, please. And pray for Hannah as well, because she needs it. Don't know for what, but of course she does.
I'm always needing a prayer.
We all need it.
Literally, at every turn, I'm needing a prayer. Around every corner, I need to stumble upon a prayer.
Memes. That's like, pray for me, like, y'all, like, nothing, like, no. It's like, pray for my friend, y'all, she's not dead, but something really bad happened to her, whatever. Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
Love you guys. This has been amazing. See you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye.